The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Okay, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Eric is indisposed at the moment.
I'm afraid he's been having GI problems and uncomfortable bloating.
But I'm sure he'll be out in a jiff.
Oh, here he is now.
Looking pale and shaken. Oh, you okay, little buddy?
The Eric Metaxas Show.
Did he say, I'm having GI problems and uncomfortable bloating? That's simply not true. Albin, would you...
Your bloating is actually comfortable.
Find out. Hey, that was very clever. You know what? Kevin McCullough, who is my guest for the hour, you're not normally that clever, so that's got to be God right there. Seriously, we always have to start out insulting each other. Folks, I get to spend this whole hour talking current events with my friend Kevin McCullough. You may know him as Vote Stradamus.
Thank you, Chris Himes, wherever
he's
exist.
Chris will be here any minute, I think. Kevin, we always talk current events, and sometimes we talk about CSI because... Mm-hmm. CSI asked us to continue our campaign with them for the month of January to free slaves in southern Sudan. I want to talk to you about that a little bit later in the program because you're kind of very close to that organization and you can tell us things that I cannot. But the last time I spoke with you, I was in Miami at the Trump Evangelicals event.
You were actually on my show that day.
That's the point.
Yeah.
I was with Suzanne, and we were in a cab because we stayed at the airport hotel, which is not exactly luxury. But we had to do it because we had to get back to D.C. that night, and I just thought it would be easier. So we're in a long cab ride going to this Trump event in the middle of nowhere.
This was the Evangelical event.
This is the Evangelicals right. for Trump Coalition event. At a church, the largest Hispanic church in the country.
I've been to that church. It's quite a cool place.
Yeah, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. But what happened was you had emailed me earlier in the day and said, hey, can we talk? Are you in Miami for this Trump thing or something like that? And I thought, does this mean that you're there too?
Right.
And then you said, well, let's talk when you're in your cab at 12:30. And I thought, okay, maybe he's here, maybe he's not. But we'll talk. Obviously, you had some question or something. I don't know. So I'm in the cab and we're going down. And I have to put the Waze in to tell us how to get there because the cab driver, some cab drivers don't have a clue about anything. He was one of these cab drivers. And so I said, look, don't worry about it. I'll Waze it. I'll tell you how to get where we're going because it was far away. So I'm telling him where to go. The phone rings, and I realize, oh, it's Kevin calling up. So I'm in this kind of noisy cab, and I thought, well, whatever. You know, I'm just talking to my friend Kevin, and it's your producer, Alex.
Right.
And I got very confused. I was like, wait a minute. Kevin's not here in Miami. He's in the studio in New York, and uh-oh. Does this mean he wanted to talk to me on his radio program? And suddenly it dawns on me that you wanted to talk to me about this whole evangelical and Trump's on the radio
right,
program,
right?
So while I'm figuring this out and while Alex, your producer, is kind of getting you the phone, I realize doing a live radio interview, I'm not going to be able to continue giving Waze instructions to the driver. So while he's driving down the highway, I'd sort of try to figure out what to do and to get him the address. It was total chaos in the cab, and I'm praying that we don't go live in the middle of this chaos, that there's a little buffer, okay? So finally we get it sorted out, and we're seconds away from going live on your program, you know? And Suzanne shrieks out loud. Now, people have to understand, if you know Suzanne, she screams at the drop of a hat. She can't help it. But this guy was pulling out into traffic in a way that to her seemed unsafe. So she screamed.
She saw her life flash before her eyes.
But I'm thinking, I'm on a live radio program, honey. Like, I don't think you can scream right now, right? So I'm freaking out. We still weren't live, so I'm thinking, okay, we dodged a bullet. So he pulls out into the traffic. Suzanne screams again. And it's because he was in the middle of two lanes. Like, he was just not doing a great job.
Are we sure that this man legally owned the cab he was driving?
He didn't, borrow it from somewhere. All I can tell you is that our marriage suffered that day, my friends.
All because of my radio show.
Because of your radio program. No, but it was one of those things where I just thought, like, can you imagine? Like, it's bad enough when you're doing live radio to have something good to say, much less be operating ways to tell the cabbie whatever, and then to have this guy do stuff that makes your wife scream right next to you. Anyway, it all worked out okay, but I thought, I never even told you what happened. It was pretty kooky, man.
My wife just normally screams at my driving.
Well, you know what's funny? To be fair, Suzanne also screams at my driving, but not the way she screamed at this
guy's. Wait, you
drive? Of course I drive.
You live in New York City. I've never seen you drive a car.
Why would you see me drive a car? Because you see me in New York City.
Yeah, but you live in Manhattan. I thought you were a subway Uber guy all
the time. Well, I am, but I'm saying whenever you leave the city,
The city?
I have my parents live in Connecticut.
I thought you looked down on the tunnel and bridge people.
You know, you think a lot of negative stuff about me, and I try not to reciprocate it because honestly, my parents live in Connecticut where I grew up, Danbury.
Yeah.
And you know, they're getting pretty old, and I visit them every opportunity I get. Suzanne's mom is old, and she's got her family down on the Jersey Shore. We go down there every chance we get.
Nice.
So anytime we get an opportunity,
hidden skill set,
we're visiting our
Eric
folks.
Eric Metaxas drives.
I've been driving since I was 16.
I'm gonna call you up when I need a ride next time.
And I can shoot guns too. I went duck hunting.
Do you own any?
No.
Just got my first one over Christmas.
Really?
Break. Yeah.
But where do you live?
I live in a place where it's very hard to get them.
But you don't live here in the city.
No, I don't live in the city. Yeah.
But you live across a river.
Correct.
And it's still hard to get them.
It's worse there than it is here.
You're kidding.
Yeah. I'm actually applying for concealed carries in both states because I want to be able to have it on me to go to and from work. And New York will probably, this is going to blow your mind, New York will be easier to get than New Jersey. It's just crazy. These states don't believe in allowing someone to have personal protection.
Since we're speaking about current events in New Jersey.
Yeah. Are we? It seems like my life's under the microscope,
I have a question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Whatever happened to former Governor Chris Christie?
You know, the last I heard, he was trying out for a sports talk radio show, and that didn't go well. So I have really no idea.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, we've covered everything I wanted to cover. So let's talk about current events.
That's it. We're done.
Let's talk about current events. I was down in Miami for this Trump Evangelicals event, and I was asked by the Wall Street Journal to write a piece on Trump and Evangelicals, which I just did and stuff. So it's an interesting topic. People want to talk about it. And you are an evangelical. So let me throw this at you, since it always gets thrown at me. How do you, being a very serious Christian, which I know you are, how do you reconcile that with voting for this president?
I love that question on so many levels because I actually believe there's a whole theory of how Christians should engage in our elections to begin with. And I think that there's two types of elections that we hold. We hold primaries and we hold general elections. And I think that the purpose of the primary is to whittle down and to get the best choices you can for those general elections. And I think that you, as a believer, you should look at the two elections differently. So in the primary, I do something that a lot of my colleagues don't do. I get involved early and I talk about issues and I try to show a degree of separation between the different candidates. So, for instance, in 2016, I was a strong Ted Cruz supporter right up until he dropped out after Indiana. He was mathematically eliminated from being able to get the nomination. However, there was still a general election to come. And I think that in the primary, your job is to vote for the best choice that you can. And I think in the general election, you vote against the worst evil that's out there. And so I could not in any frame of good conscience vote for Hillary Clinton. And by necessary process of elimination, that left me with voting for Donald Trump. And the reason that I felt okay about that on a couple of different levels was I still didn't know a lot about him. I was still nervous about what kind of politician he would be. But at the end of the day, I saw him starting to put evangelical Christians and faithful Catholic people and other people of strong conscience on his team all around him. And I thought, well, you're electing more than just the man. You're electing everyone that's with him. And if we get 4,000 new government employees and a bunch of them believe in the same God I do, then I'm okay with that.
You see, that is something people rarely talk about. You are not just voting for one person. You're voting for a vast administration. People forget that. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Kevin McCullough. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Please don't go away.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Brought to you by the Oxford Club.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Just because it's cold outside, it doesn't mean you need to stop grilling, not if you've got the right grill, and that would be a Solaire infrared grill. Solaire infrared grills perform equally well in the cold of winter as in the heat of summer. Just like you feel warm from the sun when you step out of the shadows, the Solaire infrared burners heat your food directly, not the air around the food like conventional grills do. The intense heat also results in the juiciest food you will ever taste from a grill, gas, charcoal, or otherwise. To get the great taste, it's all about the heat. And Solaire Infrared from BestHotGrill.com gets hotter than anything you've ever experienced. Try it yourself with the Solaire Demo Program. Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hey there, folks. People always say play the Beatles, but they never specify which Beatle. And so I just picked Ringo Starr. I'm talking right now to a non-Beatle. He's my friend Kevin McCullough, a.k.a. Votestradamus, because he is very prescient on political issues. I was just asking you this kind of crazy broad question about why would serious Christians vote for Trump? I've obviously answered that question like 100 times in different ways, but I'm always curious about somebody like you. And you were just making the point about personnel. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. So you come down the stretch in 2016 and you look at who Hillary Clinton is attracting to her ranks and you look at who Donald Trump is putting around him. And you say, OK, what if the candidates of both, and it's a binary process, don't listen to these silly people that say third party people have a chance because they don't.
Do you mean they French had no possibility of winning?
Well, he never got in, but Evan McMullen was an abject disaster. And if people had really been attracted to his campaign, he could have hurt Trump. So at the end of the day, these two kind of polar opposites are attracting people that they're going to put in their administration. And I just noticed, because I know a lot of them personally, that Trump kept adding the people like Charmaine Yost, who used to head up Americans United for Life, into the Health and Human Services area. He attracted and there's a long list of people. But person after person, even on the cabinet itself, when you had the name is slipping me.
Well, we've got Ben Carson,
Mike Pence,
Betsy DeVos.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
And you start saying, wait a second, these guys are serious, not only people of public service, but they're serious people of faith, and they really do what they do. I mean, there's probably been no more greater maligned person in the administration than Betsy DeVos, and yet she shows up, and she smiles, and she tries to improve the educational possibilities for our kids every day. That says a lot about her character, and it says a lot about the types of people that the president was looking to work with. When he picked, actually, I don't know if you remember the drama, but when he was going to pick his vice presidential candidate, and you brought this up at the beginning of this segment, Chris Christie was in the running. Mike Pence was the other alternative. If you had wanted kind of the blustery kind of, I'm tough, I'm going to go get it done, Chris Christie was your guy. Mike Pence had endorsed Ted Cruz in the Indiana primary. So there was no reason on paper that Trump had for naturally just picking Mike Pence. I think he picked Mr. Pence for a couple of reasons. One, he was a man of integrity. And two, he kind of knew where the bones were buried in Washington. And one of the things the president needed to know was, I don't want to imitate the swamp, but I need to know how it operates. And I think that to that end, the VP has been a huge asset to this president throughout his first term.
Yeah, Mike Pence is the real deal, as I say. And then more recently, Mike Pompeo is a man of tremendously serious Christian faith. I had the privilege of meeting him not long ago, and I was just astounded. I thought, how odd that, you know, a Queens developer like Donald Trump would surround himself with folks like this. I forgot about Charmaine Yost, and it goes on and on. And these are not small things.
No. And they ended up having huge fingerprints on policy. So when you're talking about the opioid crisis, you know, Charmaine's influence within the Health and Human Services department to be able to influence how we went about that policy. You talk about Mike Pence, man, he touches everything that comes to the executive branch, and he's able to give the president the feedback of, okay, when I was in Congress, this is what we were always on the lookout for. And I think that he's just been so masterful in putting together the right team, and I anticipate that he's going to do something similar in term two. So we'll see.
Maybe you and I will be in the secretary. Who knows?
What department would you like
in the cabinet
to be the secretary for?
I'm a HUD guy. Just kidding. Are you kidding? I have no stinking idea. National Endowment for the Arts, that's not a secretary. That's not a cabinet position. No, yeah. I'm not really the sort who ever thinks of myself in politics, to be perfectly honest. It's interesting, you know, as we talk about Trump and evangelicals, it is Suzanne, my wife, the one who screamed in the cab in Miami while I was trying to do your show, who has said over and over and over again that when you elect somebody, you're electing so many others to come along with them.
3,000 to 4,000 people.
And when you start thinking of it backwards, you think, okay, let's say Hillary Clinton had been elected. Oh, my goodness. We saw this with Obama. I mean, when you think of some of the people around him, you go, ugh, I may not dislike Obama as a person, but some of the people around him, they were, you know, they're not the kind of people I want running my government.
Well, to your point, you know, his attorney general, Eric Holder, his first attorney general, basically with the Fast and Furious gun scandal that ended up killing our border guards with guns that they had floated into Mexico to try to trace where they went and all this stuff. And just down the line, the Health and Human Services Secretary and Valerie Jarrett and all the people that made such, in many ways, very tragic policy influence on our and vice versa. When you get someone in the office that is actually doing well. So let's take Rick Perry, who was originally tapped for the Environmental Protection Agency. Now, Rick Perry's not an environmentalist. He didn't believe in, you know, all of the greeny kind of aspects. In fact, he's been on record as saying maybe we shouldn't even have that department, which I kind of hold to that. When you have someone like that that's then put in, Betsy DeVos, fairly untrusting of the educational unions and public education.
That's who I would want in there.
But it puts a necessary check on preventing that federal funding to continue to flow to these places that are not solving actual problems. And that's, I think, another element that Christians should be concerned about. What kind of steward is the president? He may not be perfect. He may say things that are sometimes offensive or seem very harsh. But is the actions that he is taking on a daily basis, are they producing results that are empowering Americans to even live their faith lives more fully? And I think the answer has to be yes. You mentioned Hillary Clinton. Imagine the 190 judges that Trump has put into place that will be there for the next generation on the federal courts. Imagine what those 190 judges would have looked like if Hillary had had that choice.
We probably by now would have renamed Washington, D.C. Stalingrad. It is really scary.
You and I would be swimming for uncharted islands somewhere.
I mean, it is really astounding. And my argument in the last election was that people don't seem to understand how close we are to going over that cliff. It's not what it was years ago. We were at a position where, you know, with Sotomayor and the others, Ginsburg and Kagan, you're in danger of really losing the basics of the constitutional government that we have had. People don't seem to realize that that's real. And so whenever I'm talking to, you know, Republicans who were never Trumpers, I'm fascinated that they don't get that. They kind of act like, well, it goes back and forth. And you think, well, no. There's a time when you go over the cliff and you can't crawl back up the cliff. Don't you see, with regard to religious liberty and a number of other things, that we're in very real, under Obama, we were in very real danger of that.
Yeah. And if you had extended Hillary Clinton administration for two more terms, you could have just polished it off for good.
That's basically what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like it would have been done. Yeah. And how is it that
is why if you talk to the Trumps, and Don Jr. was on my show a few weeks ago, but he'll tell you that when his dad came into the room and he'd called them all together at Trump Tower and he told them that he was going to do it this time, the rationale behind it was if I don't run in 2016, we may not have an America to save past that.
That was Donald Trump
Senior's.
That was
Senior's rationale for the family.
You see, I find that interesting that he got that because, you know, I never know quite what he gets and what he doesn't get. He has astounding instincts. But it's interesting that he really did get that.
Yeah. And not only got it, understood the sacrifice that it would cost him. Because if you think about it, he's the only president that flies in a smaller plane now than when he got elected. And he told Don Jr. on the escalator ride down to that famous announcement, he said, "Now we find out who our friends are." And Jr. told me, he said, "I'll never forget that moment." And it's been 100% true since that time.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I think of Anna Wintour, the, you know, decades-long editor of Vogue magazine,
right.
Okay? 15 years ago or whatever it was, 12 years ago, when Melania was getting married to this billionaire mogul named Donald Trump, Anna Wintour went with Melania to choose her dress.
Right.
Right? Now, Anna Wintour has never put Melania, easily the most elegant first lady we've ever had, and that includes Jackie Kennedy, never put her on Vogue. In other words, you know, they put Michelle Obama on Vogue many times, and it's so fascinating. You really do find out who your friends are, as you just said.
Yeah.
And he has had to deal with that. A lot of people he thought were sort of his friends, he realizes, no way. We're going to go to another break. Folks, I'm talking to my friend. You may know him as Votestradamus, but his legal name is Kevin McCulloch. We'll be right back.
I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or cold.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The United States and China have signed an initial trade deal aimed at easing economic tensions and helping U.S. farmers. President Trump called it a momentous step toward fair and reciprocal trade. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has named House prosecutors for President Trump's impeachment trial. The seven-member prosecution team will be led by the chairman of the House impeachment proceedings, Representatives Adam Schiff of the Intelligence Committee and Jerry Nadler of the Judiciary Committee. The House has approved the trial managers. Wholesale prices edged up 0.1% in December as a jump in the cost of energy was offset by falling food prices. The Labor Department says the slight increase in its producer price index followed no change in November. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 162 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 30. This is SRN News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1225. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1225. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
Paging Rhonda Howard, maiden name Jensen. See the agent at gate 6.
These days, it seems like we're hearing about another data breach all the time.
Jose Navarro, login JONAV03, gate 6, please.
And if your private info has been breached, it's almost like it's being broadcast to identity thieves.
Brenda Lawson, bank account number 0040891, report to gate 6.
Good thing there's LifeLock identity theft protection to detect a wide range of threats you might miss on your own. If there's a problem, a U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it.
Travis Matthews, social security number 55168.
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps look out for you, whether or not your information is exposed in a breach. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code SMART at LifeLock.com. That's promo code SMART for 25% off. Terms apply.
Thank you. life, I'm a lot like you were.
Who are you calling old man, punk? I think that's Neil Young. I'm talking to my friend Kevin McCullough. Kevin, we're talking current events. But before we go back to talking about current events, I want to talk about Bill Barr. I want to talk about impeachment. I want to talk about the deficit. I have to ask you, you're very close to CSI, Christian Solidarity International. We're doing this fundraiser. We have been very successful, but I know there are people listening to this program who have still not participated. I want to get everybody to participate. I don't care what they give. There are some people that can give $20. Great. Just go to our website, metaxastalk.com, and give $20. But tell my audience why you care so much about CSI.
Well, if you have a heart and you love people, and certainly the God that we claim to follow made a big deal about loving people, you can't hear about the issue of human slavery in the modern world and think that it's okay not to do something about it. If you don't know about it, that's one thing. But once you find out that there are people that are being treated so inhumanely and are treated like property. They're treated like cattle. They're treated as less than cattle. And that we can actually do something about it. I just feel like I've just got to tell as many people as I can. So CSI actually does that for the Christians from South Sudan that were largely captured during the Sudanese Civil War. Oddly, when the world governments came together and created South Sudan as kind of a respite country so that Christians can have that and not be infringed upon by the more jihadi-minded North, they did not address the slave issue. And so all the people that had been captured, largely women and children, taken into captivity in northern Sudan by people that do not agree with their religion, do not agree with the way they live, forced them to convert to Islam, forced them to change their name from their Christian given name to whatever Muslim name the slave master would give them. The world governments just kind of turned a blind eye to it. Well, CSI, a number of years ago, said, we can do something about this. And they kind of threw an underground railroad network. If people know their American history, you had people that negotiated for slave release and then got them back to the North safely. It's the exact same process. It's Arab slave retrievers that live from the North, but they want to have good relationships with neighbors in the South. They go and they find the slaves where they're at. They negotiate a release, and then they get them to South Sudan safely to return to, hopefully, the towns where they grew up or family that they may still have living. Some of them have only been there for 20 or so years, some of them longer than that. But it is a joyous reunion when they get to the South Sudanese border, and when you see the way their life is impacted and how they get to start all over again, it's just really emotional. I love being part of it. And your listeners, Eric, like no other radio show on planet Earth, have consistently caught that vision and said, we want to be part of it.
Well, I think, you know, most of the people who listen to the show know that you can't do nothing. You know, you may not be able to give $1,000 or $5,000 or even $250 to free one slave, but surely you can do something. And this is a golden opportunity. There's all kinds of problems in the world about which you can do virtually nothing except pray and wring your hands that's the way this evil world is. This is a case where, because of CSI, you have an opportunity by giving a relatively low amount of money to change lives so dramatically. It doesn't get more dramatic.
Right.
To be enslaved in these situations. We were talking about a young girl who had been born into slavery. Her parents were enslaved in Sudan. She's born into it. When she was young, 6 or 7 or something like that, the slave owner sold her away from her parents. And I thought, this is like 1840 stuff. Can you imagine parents having to endure not just slavery, but having your own child go away from you? You'll probably never see her again. This child was sold away, raped many times. You can't even believe this stuff. And then, because of CSI, she was freed. And then the heartbreaking thing is that, you know, she was telling the folks at CSI, okay, but now I want my parents to be freed too. Well, folks, if you want to be a part of this, all you have to do is go to our website, metaxastalk.com. We don't care what you give. We just want everybody to give something. Please, folks. It's very easy. I'm going to give you a phone number because some people, you've got a phone right now and you can do this right now and never have to think about it again. And every time I talk about this, you can pat yourself on the back. You got involved. 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. As you know, if there's anybody able to give $10,000, we want to say thank you. We give you all kinds of stuff, and I'll spend the evening with you. We'll have dinner together. We'll figure that out. I've done that with a number of people. It's wonderful to meet people who care that much, have been that generous. If you give $500, you get to visit the studio. And if you give $250, you get a copy of my Donald Builds the Wall book. For $100, you get a free subscription to Metaxas Super. On and on it goes. But let me tell you something. The greatest thing is participating in an opportunity that is utterly unique. The very idea that you can make a phone call and contribute to changing lives this dramatically, that does not happen often, folks. We have an opportunity, 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522. And Kevin, thank you for sharing about this stuff. This seems surreal. It seems metaphorical. This is really happening. Yeah. We freed over 1,000 slaves. We want to go way more, and it's up to you folks, whatever you give. We'll be right back talking current events with my friend Kevin McCullough. Stick around. Albert, I want you to do me a big favor. Would you pretend that I'm a very close friend?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So I'm someone you could really trust to give you good advice. Just pretend.
Okay.
So if you could do that, let me ask you, what have you stopped doing in your life that you enjoyed because of aches and pains that you've been experiencing in your feet, legs, maybe your neck or back? Could it be simply from aging, exercise, everyday living? Now, by the way, this is not just for you, Albin. It's for everybody. But the point is, are you going to procrastinate and not consider Relief Factor, even though thousands of people who took my advice, including family members, are taking it every day? Now, look, this Pete and Seth Talbot, that's the father-son owners of Relief Factor, they know a lot of people are skeptical at first, and I was too. That's why they have dramatically discounted the three-week quick start pack to only $19.95. Normally, it would cost $64.95.
Wow.
They did that because they're convinced if you try it, it'll work and you'll order more. Go to relieffactor.com, get the quick start pack for $19.95, or call 800-500-8384. Honestly, it works.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand.
Who has better music than the Eric Metaxas Show? Come on, you got to admit, Kevin, like, that's just, I just want to keep listening to that as much as fun as it is to talk to you.
Well, we're all allowed our personality quirks, Eric.
Isn't that true?
Your bumper music is
and man,
yours.
I got to
sure.
tell you. All right, we're
not,
talking,
not a product of the 70s music scene for
we're,
myself.
We're
no.
we're talking about current events, and I want to ask you about something. Nobody talks about this, and it bothers me. We have a horrible national deficit. It grows and grows. This president has not addressed it. He said he would. It's one of the few things he said he would address that he didn't address. How do you think we're doing there?
I'm not sure that Trump campaigned on being a deficit.
Well, he didn't go on and on and on about it, but I guarantee you he certainly said it a
because
few times.
He's never been, as far as I could remember in his campaign, he was never someone talking about the deficit as a larger economic problem. Republicans have for years, and generally they use it to get elected, and then they don't do anything about it once they are there. But I really, the reason I push back on that is because I've heard this before, but I don't think, And Trump has been remarkably consistent in keeping his campaign promises. I don't remember him saying he was going to address the deficit. The deficit is larger than it's ever been, similar to the way it grew under Ronald Reagan when both administrations decided they needed to help our military be kind of brought back from some rather significant disrepair. But should we be spending more money than we take in? No. It's a problem. Is it a problem that everyone is going to or anyone is going to fix if Donald Trump doesn't? No. The truth is the other side loves it. Our side tolerates it.
Where does it go? I mean, at what point do you become Greece? I mean, you cannot do this endlessly.
No, you can't. And that's why the kind of QE4 that they've started this year is still problematic to me.
What is QE4?
Quantitative easing. It's the fourth batch of quantitative easing that they've done in the financial markets. We're printing money at this stage. Wall Street loves it. If you own gold, you're going to love it because your gold is going to become more valuable. But it is not necessarily sound fiscal policy. But I think the one other thing that the president kind of understands is that of all the nations on planet Earth, we're not the worst in terms of the condition that we're in this regard. And there are other ways of leveraging kind of our power and strength in negotiating. I don't know what his strategy is for it. I wouldn't even be in a position to advise him on it. So I have to admit, it's a flaw.
I remember him talking about growing our economy so dramatically that we would be able to reduce the deficit. I remember him talking about
growing the economy. I don't remember him saying he was going to use it to reduce the deficit.
Well,
because I think some of his other priorities, he's willing to spend money now if he thinks that it will help us long term, like building a wall, like boosting our defenses. And to be really candid, to even out the trading playing field. So, you know, this week he's going to get phase one signed with China, on that trade deal. If we get parity in our trading relationship with China, that's going to be a tremendous boost to the American worker and American farmer. And if that's the case, we do begin to see increased revenues by which the deficit could be reduced. I just think he's not willing to box himself into a corner that no one else competing against him or competing for his seat would ever box themselves into. And I think he's okay with that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wonder why he wouldn't see where this could potentially lead. You know, because you don't want to be hypocrites. Republicans talked about this under Obama. It was gruesome how Obama grew the debt. And so when we continue to do it, you've got to say, look, let's at least be honest that this is not good and that we ought to be growing the economy specifically so that we can reduce the debt at some point, because we are talking about our kids and our grandkids.
The only period of time in the modern era that the deficit hasn't grown under a president was pre-9/11 for George W. Bush. And he had actually, after tax reform, begun to shave some off the deficit. But after 9/11 and the war on terror began, that changed the entire dynamic.
But the good news is that all those trillions that George W. Bush spent turned Iraq into like a 51st state. It's just so wonderful to think that those trillions were spent that way. He said sarcastically.
But, you know, one of the things that's differentiating Trump on that note is that he's not putting boots on the ground in other places.
Well, that's clear, and thank the Lord for that.
And he's still issuing the message that America is not to be messed with. I think you'd ask any of Mr. Qassem Soleimani's closest friends, they're going to tell you that they think that Mr. Trump probably means what he says now.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And I love the crazy talk when he says we've identified 52 sites, whatever. And then, you know, you have to have responsible people say, well, actually, you can't do that, whatever. And then Trump says, OK, well, if that's against international law, I'll comply with international law. But, you know, in other words, he's doing what Reagan did. It's the saber rattling that's necessary to say, like, I'm crazy. So, like, I'll do crazy stuff and I'll apologize later.
Right.
So you want to dare me to do that? It's important when you're dealing with maniacs like Soleimani and others.
And incompetents like Iran in general.
Well, I don't think that they dreamt that he would do this, obviously. This was stunning, absolutely stunning.
Even though he had told them, you know, just go recount the last year. So Iran messes with our boats in the Straits of Hormuz. They overtake tankers of other countries' oil in the Straits of Hormuz. They've always tried to harass everybody in the Strait because they own the largest amount of the section that it goes through. I've been concerned with a brother-in-law who's forward deployed with the Navy who has to go through there occasionally, that we're not as protected as we should be there. The aircraft can't get off the carrier in time if they ran fast boats at us with the right type of warheads on. But all that to say, Trump let them – he let them attack the Saudi refineries. And we never responded, even though everybody thought, oh, he's going to, you know, do something big. He always kind of winked at him, though, and said, don't take an American life. Well, in Iran, they took the contractor's life, and then they breached our embassy. And if we hadn't gotten those extra 200 Marines there within 48 hours, they would have penetrated that. He told them, he warned them, they didn't heed it, and now there's a dead terrorist because of that.
Yeah, and it's more than a dead terrorist. I mean, that was just that was
but
far
my
more
words,
dramatic than
the
killing
mullahs
Osama bin Laden.
The mullahs in Tehran now believe when
oh, yeah.
Trump says
well,
we're going to do something.
And that's very important, and so does everybody around the world. We'll be right back with Kevin McCullough. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. House has voted this afternoon to send two articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate and approved its House managers.
Nancy Pelosi chose three Democrats heavily involved with the impeachment process and four others not well known by most. Two are freshman members. Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, Democrat Caucus Chair Hakeem Jeffries, impeachment veteran Zoe Lofgren, former Sheriff Val Demings of Florida, freshman Jason Crow of Colorado, and freshman Sylvia Garcia of Texas.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. Looking ahead to the Senate trial, there's lots of speculation, but Senate Rules Committee Chairman Roy Blunt gives this assessment.
If I had to guess, I would guess a minimum of 3 weeks. Hard to imagine it could be less than two. Something in the neighborhood of 3 weeks, maybe as many as five, but we'll just have to see.
House Speaker Pelosi is scheduled to sign the House's resolution later today. This is SRN News.
Oh, wow!
It can't be.
Oh, yes, yes, yes!
Oh, where have you been? If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe! I can breathe!
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
I always wonder, whose boogeyman precisely is he? He says, I'm your boogeyman, but I'm not sure to whom he's referring. But we can't really get into that right now because I'm sitting here with Kevin McCullough. We're going to talk politics.
Yeah.
We're going to talk current events.
Sure.
Okay. Everybody wants to know, day in and day out, you've got this odd crop of Democratic candidates. Who do you think will be the one to prevail, if any of them?
Let me just tell you what's happened in the last couple of weeks in the race in general. First of all, for being the party of Democratic diversity, almost everyone that's left in the race is now old, white, and rich. So in terms of having a lot of diversity, they're not looking at a very diverse field. This week, on Tuesday night, they had the final Dem debate. But what you've begun to see in the first five states, which would be Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina, and then Super Tuesday. The only thing that's really important about Super Tuesday is California, because that's the biggest blue state that's involved that day, is that you have seen the reemergence of Bernie Sanders. Now,
that's a scary thought.
On Tuesday of this week, there was a poll that came out and said Biden had reclaimed the lead. But if you look at the overall number of polls, Bernie Sanders now leads in Iowa, New Hampshire, tied in Nevada, trails Biden significantly in South Carolina, and is tied for the lead in California. California is not going to be won by Joe Biden. What you're looking at is Bernie Sanders possibly winning four of the first five states out of the chute. And if he wins California, that's a winner-take-all basket that is huge. He'd be something like halfway to the nomination or something at that point. The thing about all of that is he has, and I said this months ago, I think even on your show, he has the most engaged, most faithful group of supporters, because they all felt cheated in 2016 by how the Democrats kind of coronated Hillary. They have stayed with him. Those Bernie bros, he never dropped below that 25% to 22% in the polls,
yeah,
because they weren't going anywhere. All he has to do is hang in there. And if Elizabeth Warren drops out, and I think she's got money to stay in for a while, but if she drops out, most of her voters are going to go to Bernie. It is looking increasingly like you're going to have an admitted socialist as possibly the top Democrat for the nomination. and facing off against Trump, who is kind of the ultimate free market economy.
Somebody was saying, I can't remember who, it might have been Karl Rove on Hannity or somebody, that it looks like the way everybody's polling that you're going to have Warren, Biden, Buttigieg, and Sanders really each taking about like 15% or something. Like they're going to be really tight, which is kind of a crazy thing that that's how they're polling in these first four states. So I can't remember the last time we've had something like this where you don't see people breaking out of the pack.
Right.
And then, of course, Bloomberg with his billions that he's spending.
That's having almost no impact.
It's having no impact.
It's having almost no impact.
On the polls? Or on, yeah. I mean, because I was going to say, where is he spending? He's certainly not, he's not spending in, there's certain states he's not worried about. He's not spending in New York where we live. So this neck of the woods is a blue area.
Well, New York comes very late in the calendar, too. So look for that to ramp up if he's still in by the time he gets here.
But you wouldn't think that he's spending a lot of money in California? Sorry, don't. Feel free to cough on this program.
Sorry.
This is not a problem. We're out of time right now, but we're going to make you stay for the next segment in hour one, and then we're going to be talking to a hero, Meg Meeker. She is an amazing person talking about how to raise kids in this toxic culture. She really is fabulous. We'll be right back.